Thank you very much, Professor Patty. Thanks to APHA and thanks to Occupational Health and Safety Section, and happy anniversary, hoping for everyone great success and achievements. My presentation is about blood lead level and blood pressure in young adult workers at small workshops. Those are my co-workers. There is no relationships to disclose. And this is the place where I am working, Alexandria University, Egypt. High blood pressure among young adults is presenting an emerging public health problem, especially in developing countries. A large sector of them is employed in technical jobs, such as small metal workshops where lead is a commonly shared hazard. Of course, all of us know that most cases of hypertension are idiopathic, essential, of genetic etiology. But, however, nowadays, the secondary causes of hypertension are increasingly emerging, and occupational and environmental exposures, pollutants, stresses may contribute in this respect. Hypertension in early adulthood and early years of the adulthood may be at small prevalence, at low prevalence, but with age it is increasing. However, hypertension in young age and in young aged adults in Egypt represent a quite emerging and alarming problem. Almost in the last stepwise national survey supervised and guided by WHO shows that almost about 17% of young adults aged less than 35 years of Egyptian have hypertension. Regarding lead and hypertension, the anemic hypertensive effects of lead intoxication have been abundantly discussed, especially in older workers. The assumed lead-induced hypertensive mechanisms are anemia and increased cardiac output, promoting oxidative stress, limiting nitric oxide availability and impairing its signaling, augmenting adrenergic activity and endothelins, altering renin-angiotensin system with vasoconstriction, promoting inflammation, disturbing vascular smooth muscle calcium signaling, diminishing endothelium-dependent vasorelaxation, reducing tissue plasminogen activator and raising plasminogen activator inhibitor factor 1 production, and altering zinc-copper with increasing leptin concentration secreted by adipocytes with hypertensive effect, especially through its salt and water retaining effects. So, the aim of this work was to show that the influence of lead on blood pressure among young aged workers is less clear in many studies. And we want to design this study to identify blood pressure pattern among young adult workers in relation to blood lead levels and some of its possible correlates, such as hemoglobin, zinc, and copper concentrations in the blood. So a cross-sectional study, including a randomly selected representative sample of apparently healthy young adult workers, males, in the central collection of small maintenance workshops in Alexandria was conducted. After ethical considerations, 260 male workers aged 19 to 29 years accepted to participate in the study. they were involved in three groups of occupational activities: melting, welding, and metalworks. All participants were subjected to a pre-designed questionnaire, clinical examination, including standardized sitting blood pressure, anthropometric measurements, and a venous blood sample was obtained for the required analysis. This is an overview of Alexandria, showing Bibliotheca Alexandrina, located on the Mediterranean. Blood lead level, according to occupational categories shown here, so we have the highest level of exposure among workers working with melting of metals, and a moderate level with welding operations, and the least level with metal works. And there was quite significant difference between the three groups. On performing correlation between blood lead level and the other variables, we found that the variables that were significant and significantly correlated with blood lead level, the systolic blood pressure, the zinc copper ratio, and it is a negative correlation, and copper was positively correlated with blood lead level. Performing a tertile analysis for the level of blood lead, we got that the three significant correlated variables are positively correlated with the tertile analysis. The first tertile of blood lead level was 12 to 20 micrograms per deciliter blood. The second tertile was 20 to 35 microliters per milligrams per deciliter of blood, and the third tertile was 35 to 52 micrograms per deciliter of blood. Both systolic blood pressure, copper, and zinc copper ratio were significantly associated with increasing the blood lead levels. The systolic blood pressure and the copper in a positive way, but the zinc copper ratio in a negative way. Multiple regression analysis with the systolic blood pressure as the dependent variable revealed that age and waist circumference were significant confounders, but even after adjustment to these confounders, the blood lead levels kept significance in the multivariate regression model. So, in conclusion, it seems that occupational metal intoxication is strongly associated with high systolic blood pressure among young workers. Blood lead level was negatively correlated to zinc copper ratio and positively correlated to serum copper level, raising a possibility of pathophysiologic differently acting mechanisms in this respect. Mean systolic blood pressure was elevated among workers of the greatest third of blood lead only to the pre-hypertensive level. As you know, according to JNC 7 and 8 classification of hypertension, the pre-hypertensive phase is from 120 to less than 140 millimeter mercury. And the third tertile of workers with high blood lead level were the phase of the pre-hypertension. However, this is an alarming observation. Further studies are needed to verify these findings in setting other than small workshops for other age groups and with measurements of novel biomediators such as leptin, angiotensin, and these pathophysiologic possible mechanisms. Control strategies for exposures should be adequately inspected and implemented in small workshops with early detection of the affected workers to prevent hypertensive complications. Thank you. Hoping to see you one day in Alexandria.